I have good news.
You're singing for us. Praise the Lord.
And I'll bet you can't figure out what it is. Jesus is coming again. Absolutely. It is good news. Jesus is coming again. You have in your hand or somewhere near you this morning a little rock. You got a little rock this morning, yes? Got a little rock there somewhere? So what can you do with that rock? What can you do with it? Maybe. You gonna build many buildings with a rock like this?
Yeah.
Build a 500-story building? Probably not, huh? Probably not gonna build a whole lot of buildings with it. What can you do with a rock like this? Sometimes it seems like we don't have much in our hands, does it? Just one little dinky rock, what's it gonna do? What can you do with it? I wonder how Nehemiah felt that night. Nehemiah chapter 2, are you with me? How did Nehemiah feel that night? Jews had come back from Babylon. They'd come to Jerusalem. They had settled in, started building their houses, started remaking fields and getting them back in order. And yet, here it was, the city had not been rebuilt. And I wonder, as he got up in the middle of the night and went out and looked at the city, whether he felt like he had a little dinky rock and that was about it. That was all he had, just a little dinky rock. What am I going to do? How am I going to help people? And in verse 17, he begins to speak to the nobles there in Jerusalem, to the people there, and he begins to talk to them about what he sees. What did he see? In verse 17, "Then I said to them," are you with me? Nehemiah chapter 2, right? Everybody there with me? Our scripture reading for today, Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 17, you with me? "Then I said to them, 'You see the distress we are in.'" I wonder if sometimes we look around us today and we see the distress we are in. Nehemiah was a realist. He'd gone out, he'd looked at the city. He saw the walls all broken down. He saw the gates burned with fire. He saw the wall trashed. And he said, "You see the distress we're in." I wonder if we see the distress we're in sometimes. Let's be realistic about our distress, shall we? We're still here. To me, that's pretty distressing. We're still here. We shouldn't be here. We're the people of God. We're citizens of heaven. We should be somewhere else right now. We should be in heaven. But we're still here. You see, when he walked around that city that night, it should have already been rebuilt because he wasn't the first one back there. People had already gone before him. And he told them, "Do you see the distress we're in?" And I want you to see that as well. We're still here. We're not in heaven yet. The whole creation, Paul tells us in Romans 8:22, the whole creation groans. But that's not the end of the story. Praise the Lord, huh? Whew. That's not the end of the story. Verse 18. "And I told them of the hand of my God, which had been good upon me." Ooh, now we're getting to the heart of it. Sometimes we're tempted, are you with me? We're tempted to look and look and look at the distress, the distress, the distress, and we miss the good hand of God upon us. We miss the good things God is doing for us. We're so tempted to keep focused on the distress, we miss the blessings of the Lord. God has been good to us. God has blessed us. Brothers and sisters, we are not in heaven yet, but we're on our way. We're marching to Zion. It may be at morn. We don't know. God has been good to us. You've heard some of the miracles that have happened. God has been good to us. Look around you this morning. Look at all these folks here. Look at one another. Look at folks that are here. God has been good to us. Draw a breath. God has been good to us. Open the Word. God has been good to us. Get on your knees. God has been good to us. And then he goes on. He goes on in verse 18, and he says, "And also the king's words which he has spoken to me." Can you imagine a king who, knowing that this city had been a real pain in the neck to ones previous, says, "Sure, go back, build the wall, make it strong." Huh? What? But the king was doing good for him. Brothers and sisters, I have seen, especially in our whole Net 2011 process here, how the Lord has been blessing and how all of you have come together. Yes, the Lord's hand has been good upon us, but also I've seen people moved to do good things. Lots and lots of hours have been spent working to make this thing go forward, to do what the Lord has asked, to make a blessing to others. And I've seen that happening right here in this place. The king has been good to us. People have been a blessing. I've seen how you have given of your time, of your talents, of your money, of your abilities to make a blessing for others, to build up the walls of Jerusalem. I've seen it from you, and it's been a blessing. Just the same things that Nehemiah is talking about right here. There have been blessings upon blessings, people working for the Lord right here, doing God's will. It has been awesome. And so we have seen both of these. And people, as they saw this back in Nehemiah's day, they saw the distress they were in. They saw the good things that were happening, and they chose to focus on the vision that Nehemiah was casting, because Nehemiah that night saw more than a busted down wall. Nehemiah saw a future. Nehemiah saw a good future for the city of Jerusalem. Nehemiah saw a glorious city being rebuilt. Walls that stood up. Gates that were back in place. Houses that were a praise to the Lord. Nehemiah saw a future that God was in. And that's what I want you to see today. The people who were there thought, "What can I do? I just have a little dinky rock. What can I do? Everything's trashed. Stuff's messed up. We don't have what we need. We don't know where we're going." And Nehemiah says, "Look beyond, look beyond, look beyond what your eyes tell you and see with your heart. See what God is building. See what God has there. Keep your eyes focused on what God is doing. And look at their response, verse 18. Are you with me? Verse 18, he told them of the hand of God on them. He told them of the king's words. And so they said, ooh, I hope you get goosebumps. Look at this. So they said, let us rise up. Let us rise up and build. Let us build. Then they set their hands to this good work. Brothers and sisters, God is asking you to take your little dinky rock and build up the kingdom of God. To make something happen. To be God's workmen. To rise up. To build. To set your hands to this good work. This is what we're about, brothers and sisters. This is who we are. We have been called today to rise up and build. Yes, verse 19 happens. Yes, verse 19 does happen. But there's still verse 20. Because verse 19 happened. He says in verse 20, so I answered them and said, look, we've only got little dinky rocks. I know we can't really do anything here, can we? Is that what he said? No chance. He says, the God of heaven himself will prosper us. Who cares if you think your rock is just dinky? We've got the God of heaven. That's what it's all about. Let's not look at how the walls are busted down, how things are terrible, how dinky our rocks are. Forget that. Look at the future. Look at what our God is doing. Look at how things have been blessed. And know that the God of heaven himself will prosper us. God himself is there, brothers and sisters. He will help us. He will be there for us. God himself will prosper us. Therefore, we his servants will arise and build. It's beautiful. It's beautiful what God wants to do through us. We need to go past the things that are holding us back and move forward for God to build the wall, to build for him. You have a little rock in your hands. Just a tiny rock. But God is calling you today to say, what little I have, I'll put into this work. What I can do, I will do. I could look at bad things. I could listen to the laughter from the outside. I could this, I could that, but I choose to look past all that. And I'm building for Jesus Christ. I'm building for the Lord. I will take what I have. I'll put some mortar on it. And I'll build for the Lord. This week, I want you to keep your little rock with you. I'll bet you could even stick it in your Bible case. Because there's little pieces around the edges. And I bet you could stick it in there, close it up, stick it on your shelf there, right? And when you get out your Bible for worship tomorrow morning, you'll open it up and there will be your little rock. And as you finish your worship, your scripture reading, and you kneel down to pray, put your little rock in your hand. Tomorrow morning, put your little rock in your hand. And say, Lord, this is what I have to give you. Nope, not much. But I'm choosing to look past what I have. And I'm praising you. I'm counting on you, Lord, to prosper us in our work. And so this week, day by day, as you pray, pull out your little rock. And remind yourself that it is the Lord himself, the God of heaven himself, who will prosper us. And then I want one more thing. I know, I'm greedy. One more thing. Brothers and sisters, come and put your little rock. That prophecy's decoded. Amen. Well, what good will it do if I'm there? I've heard it all before. No, no, no. Look past it all and say, I'm going to build for the Lord. I'm going to put my little rock there. Maybe I'll go home and think, psh, what good did that do? Uh-uh. Put your little rock in the wall. That's what it's all about. Put your rock in the wall. Don't ask questions about whether it did good or not. That's not for you to worry about. You see, he says, you do your part, leave the results with me, yeah? Leave the results with him then. Put your rock in the wall. All right? This week and going forward, do your best to be here. It's a lot of nights, I know. 5 nights a week. I know. I understand that. Okay. So, pick two. Pick three. Pick whatever you can make. Whatever you can make. I can only come on Monday night, Pastor. Great. I need people here Monday nights. That's right. I need people here. The folks who are coming need people here. They need to see you. They need to rub shoulders with you. They need to know that their little rock is worth something too. And when you're putting yours in the wall, they'll say, well, maybe I can too. And they'll put their rock in the wall. And pretty soon, there's a real wall there. There's a real wall there. Jesus is looking to build a kingdom. And it's little rocks like you and me that make it happen. Amen. This week, make that commitment to God and watch that wall go up. It'll be awesome.